This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 141. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front.
Yeah.
Roll to the front.
What up to my dance stages out there? How you doing? What is going on? How y'all feeling out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. And just want to give a super shout out to all of my teachers out there that's been rocking with the podcast. Thank you so much. I've been seeing the downloads. And also thank you to everybody for streaming the music. I'm really, really digging it. So I just want to give props out there to my dance teachers. Hopefully everything is useful and you can use some of this stuff for class. Shoot me an email when you get a chance just to let me know how you liking the podcast, what you would like to see more of. Because, you know, we're trying to grow in the podcast and I want to make sure I'm giving you good information that you can use. So if there's anything you need, shoot me an email, zondaflex@yahoo.com. All right, so let me go ahead and before we get into this episode, do my little intro. So this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, where we talk about things you could do in dance class for your hip hop classes. We right now we've been breaking down the album Fun Songs for Kids, and I have another song for you. This one's called the Jumpin' Jack Song, and I'm gonna kind of tell you a little bit about, you know, me writing that song and some different things that you can do with that song as well. So you get the podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes. If you have an Android device, you can get it on your Stitcher Radio. And you can get it on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. All right. So, and you can get all the music. You can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music. If you're downloading, you can download it on iTunes, and you can also go to CD Baby. So that's www.cdbaby.com. And get the music, stream it, download it, get it. All right, episode number 41. So, 141, I'm sorry. The Jumpin' Jack Song. So I want to start off saying this song actually wasn't supposed to be on this album. My intentions on the Jumpin' Jack Song was, I actually came from seeing a lot of schools use the material and then getting a lot of feedback from my school teacher saying that, you know, they use some of the songs like the Jump Songs for brain breaks and, you know, different things in school. So I was like, I'm going to put together a whole fitness like type vibe so that, you know, the whole album is just going to be, you know, workout. And so as I started to record it, I was listening back to it and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really couldn't come up with a lot of concepts for to fill the album at the time. Like over a course of time, when I look back, I've done, you know, the Jump Song and I've done, you know, the B-Boy, B-Girl warm up and all that could have went on there. But when I listened back to it, I was like, nah, this actually might be a very dope song just on the album, because I wanted to make Jumpin' Jacks something that it wasn't just, you know, let me see you do 50 Jumpin' Jacks, or, you know what I mean? So I was like, well, let's make it fun. So I listened back to it. I had already started recording some of the songs for Fun Songs for Kids album. And so I was like, well, this would be dope. This actually could have been the intro. Because I know a lot of teachers use the album as basically a guideline for class. So it could have been a good intro, but, you know, I decided not to want to put it on there. But it's one of those things where it's still getting the point across that it's important that although you're training for dance, doing the cross training is important for you. You know what I mean? It's important for your students to get it in. And a lot of times you don't want to just say, all right, we're going to work out, because they're like, oh, not again. We don't want to do this again. Right. So the Jumpin' Jack Song. But I want to kind of look at it. You know, it is what it is. It's a workout song. It also has some choreography in there. So it's more practice on especially for my little ones, just following direction, following instruction, right? Following choreo with counts. And it doesn't have the actual counts in there, but there's a structure in there that's leading you to choreography. But I want to take a different look at this song. And I want to, you know, for it, it could be for the littles and also for the older kids. But it's like, how do you take just a workout song that has choreography in it and then work in some of the harder technique moves? So what I did was, each time we did movement, I put like a different movement to it. So like for example, so it starts off, do the jumping jack, do the jumping jack. It says wave your hands from side to side, right? And right there, possibly. Okay, so you can wave your hands side to side, like throw your hands in the air, right? But how about if you put right there, doing an arm wave from left to right, and then right to left. Now, that's a quick arm wave, right? If I say wave your hands from or wave your hands side to side, the wave has to be completed. 1 through 12 or 8-part wave. Wave your hands side to side, right? So you could do it where it goes left to right, right to left, or you can do one long wave. Wave your hands side to side, right? Working in the wave technique. Then the second part, jumping jack, where it says do the jumping jack, do the jump. Slide to the left and slide to the right. You can do a slide, right? You can do a slide. You can also do what I like to call a James Brown's one-foot slide, where you lift up one foot, and then you slide one way, slide the other way. You could do a glide. So you can, and it could be just a simple part of the glide. When it says go to the left, you can just take your right foot, push it, then pull it in, and then do the same thing coming to the right. Push it and pull it in. So you're not completing a whole side glide, but you're getting two moves on it. Because remember, when you're working on these techniques, every little bit that you have to work on it is going to help them. All right. So then again, in the chorus, do the jumping jack, hands up, hide them, bring them down low. So you can raise the roof on that. When you go down low, you can push it down. You can also, another vibe is, When you wave it up high, do a double arm wave going straight up. You know what I mean? Going 6-1. 6 being the chest. So you go chest, shoulders, elbows, wrist, fist, knuckles out. Double on each. Then when you bring it down low, you can do a body wave. So take your hands. So they just completed the wave. Take your hands, push it into your head, throw the head back, head, chest, rib cage contract. Right. So now you got another technique move, a double arm wave into a body wave. Then the last part of the chorus, do the jumping jack, shake it on down to the floor. You can do that. You can shake your shoulders. You can go down low. You can go down to one knee. You can also get a little bit more advanced. You can do a go down, which is maybe a pin drop, right? Putting that foot behind, dropping down and spinning, and then you end up on the floor. All right, so just a couple different ways to kind of look at working that technique in for your different age levels. Then we go into the verse. So first, the first verse goes, jump to the front, roll your arms, jump to the back, roll your arms. So you can do it as is, or here's another way to look at it. So when you go to the front, you can jump to the front and then do a front cross and roll your arms at the same time. So it's like jump to the front, roll front cross. Same thing on the back. Jump to the back, roll front cross. So then you're working with doing two things at once kind of vibe. Then shuffle to the right, bend your knees is the next part of it. Again, you could just do a straight out side glide, and it's gonna go a little longer. So I'm gonna go shuffle to the right. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4 part side glide. So say for instance, if gliding is the technique that you're working on for the week, first in the chorus you do it 2 counts, and then you go into the hook where you're doing it actually 4 counts. Right. So, you know, looking at it like that, and then right foot stomp and bring it back in, left foot stomp, bring it back in, maybe taking your foot, your right foot, instead of stomping, you can walk it out. So you can go toe, heel, toe, and you bring it back in, toe, heel, toe, left foot out, toe, heel, toe, bring it back in, toe, heel, toe. So that's it. And then it has hops on there. You can go ahead and do the hop, or you can do an Indian step right there. Right. So just different ways to kind of play with it, because I see that each one of the songs, you know, my teachers out there, you're so creative. You're so you know what I mean, original with your movement. And I've been seeing a lot of people just adding moves in it. And I'll see videos sometime and I'll be like, yo, I didn't even think to do that. That was dope. So really just go there with that. You know what I mean? You know, when it waves up, you can wave right arm up and left arm down. But you can kind of do anything with this music. So I'm going to play the song, the Jumpin' Jack song. So you're getting your cardio, you're getting your choreo. But the way we kind of worked it in just now is you're also getting some of your technique moves in there. So here it is off the Fun album for kids. Download it, stream it. It's called the Jumpin' Jack song. Let's go.
Are you ready for the Jumpin' Jack?
Come on.
Follow me now, yo. And do the Jumpin' Jack, and do the Jumpin' Jack. Wave your hands from side to side. And do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Now slide to the left and slide to the right. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Put your hands up high, now bring them down low. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Now shake it on down to the floor. Now jump to the front and roll your arms. Jump to the back, now roll your arms. Jump to the front, now roll your arms. Jump to the back, now roll your arms. Now shuffle to the right. Bend your knees, yeah. Now shuffle to the left. Bend your knees. Now make the right foot stomp, bring it back in. And the left foot stomp, bring it back in. Now hop to the front three times, let's go. Now one, two, three, come on. Now hop to the back three times, let's go. Now one, two, three, here we go. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Wave your hands from side to side. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Slide to the left and slide to the right. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Put your hands up high now, bring them down low. Do the Jumpin' Jack, do the Jumpin' Jack. Now shake it down to the floor. Come on, you did the Jumpin' Jack. It's the Jumpin' Jack, a little song called the Jumpin' Jack to get you cardio going.
All right, so there it is right there. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, you can get this on Podomatic, get on iTunes and Stitcher if you have an Android device. You can also get it on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com, and you can get all the music on all your streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. You can download it on iTunes, and you can go to www.CDBaby.com. Get all the songs, work it in class, and shoot me an email. Holler at your boy. Like, comment, subscribe, share the podcast, because that's kind of helping the podcast do what it do. You know what I mean? As you wonderful teachers out there, share it with each other. And thank you for the support. In the meantime, my teachers out there, keep doing what you do, because what you do is important. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come
on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.